on some of these paper that Navajo travel have been issues. Some of them are asking that the chapter officers, travel council delegates, and the research committee start this job all over again after terminating each family use area. Whether the chapter officers want this kind of job, the job of trying to settle disputes between chapter members over their respective grazing areas, remain to be seen. If the chapter officer decide to take on this official job, it will be several more years yet before individual customary use areas are determined. And individual Navajo livestock operators, meanwhile, will not be able to get ACP assistance to improve their range. This subject is to discuss at Agency Council on December 16th. It is hoped that all Agency Council members will give this problem their careful thought and come to a wise discussion at the Agency Council on December 16th. Who can vote in New Mexico state and local public elections? The most important item on the District 15-19 Council, which met at Standing Rock Chapter on November 18, was registrations and voting in state and local republic elections. The district council adopted a plan under which each chapter will meet the most of having one of its members commissioned as a notary republic to take voter within the chapter. And this way, it is hoped that all Navajos who are eligible to vote in New Mexico state and local public elections will have been registered to vote for primary election, which will come on the first on the last Tuesday in August this coming year, August 1968. Many questions were asked about registrations and voting procedures at the district council meeting. One of the questions asked was who can vote in New Mexico state and local public elections. Any man or woman 21 years of age or older who has lived in the state of New Mexico for 1 year in the county where he will be voting for 90 days. And in the voting proclaimed where he will be voting for 30 days before election day, is eligible to vote in New Mexico states and local public elections. Ability to read, write, or speak English is not a requirement. To be eligible to vote, a person must be registered or signed up to vote. A person registered or signed up to vote by filling out a voter registration form. If he cannot write his name on this form, he can sign the form with his thumbprint with two people witnessing his thumbprint signature. Any person who meets the above requirements can register or sign up to vote in the county clerk's office in the county courthouse at any time up to 20 days before the next election. For these who want to vote in the next primary election in New Mexico on August 26, this means they must register or sign up to vote on before the voting time. Navajos living in McKinley County can register at the county courthouse in Gallup, New Mexico. These in San Juan County can register all in the county courthouse in Aztec. These living in Rio Arabia County can register in the county courthouse at Terrera Amarela. These living in Sandoval County can register in the county courthouse at Bernalillo. And these living in Belanger County can register at the county courthouse in Los Lunas. If a chapter has one of its members commissioned as a notary, public members of the chapter can have their registrations taken by the notary public at the chapter house. Community development. Well, our chapter lose the opportunity. Community development is a new term that takes such thinking to understand. The superintendent in his report to the October meeting of the Eastern Navajo Council talked at length about this, copies of what he had to say were sent out with this report of the October meeting of the Eastern Navajo Council. We hope that all chapter officers, tribal council delegates, land board members, and grazing communities members have read this report. The superintendent has attended many chapter meetings during November and December, and at every meeting he has talked more about community development. Community development is the chance Navajos have been waiting many years before. the chance to say what they think needs to be done. In the communities where they are living, Holyoke established the location community development programs near 2 years ago. In this program, every chapter has a community development worker working in the chapter. The community development worker is there to encourage the members of each chapter to speak up, to say what they think the chapter problems are, what the chapter needs are, and to encourage the people to start deciding what they should do to meet these needs and problems. This is not an easy job for anyone to do. These community development workers need your supports. Support from the people for the Navajo tribe. How well do you know the community development worker in your chapter and what he is trying to do to help the people to have a voice in what needs to be done in the chapter? If the chapter do not begin soon to work with the community development workers assigned to work with the chapters, it won't be long before the community development workers disappear. Community development officers offers the people a chance to speak up, to begin to say what needs to be done in the chapter area. BIA is looking for the same thing, for the people to play an increasingly important part in deciding what kind of problems the people feel are needed. This is the only way people can grow, by studying their own problems and then saying what needs to be done to solve these problems. Your community development worker is there to help us to do this, but he can help the chapter grow only as the chapter member begins to work with him. Road construction problems planning. There is a chapter meeting, a district council meeting, or an agent council meeting where the need for improved roads does not come up for discussion. Better roads are one of the greatest needs the Navajo people in the off-reservation area have. Each of the district council established a road community over a year ago to develop information on where roads are needed in the different chapter areas. These roads communities tried hard but were not able to make much progress, and